Greetings. I am Zandre Williams, and I am here to discuss with you the sensory issues that students with autism spectrum disorder commonly display and how to reduce those behavior challenges that come from sensory issues that become overwhelming for some students with autism spectrum disorder. Regretfully, I have to inform you that my mentee had to undergo emergency knee replacement surgery, so she is unable to participate with me in this podcast. But however, she made her contributions and we worked together. So we wanted to bring this information to you because over the data that we collected, we saw that some teachers did not understand some of the sensory needs and issues that students with autism typically feel or typically show that causes challenging behaviors in the classroom. So how much is too much is the name of this podcast. Welcome. I hope that you hear something that you will be able to use with your colleagues and in your classrooms and in your community to help strengthen the sensory needs of students with autism. Well, what is sensory issues? What are they? What do it look like? And how can we help to support their needs? Well, some students with autism spectrum disorder may have sensitivities to sights, sounds, smells, tastes, touch, balance, may not be aware of their body position or movement, or may not be aware of their internal body cues and sensations that cause them disruption in the classroom, outside, or participating with others in the mainstream society. So, what does sensory issues look like? Some students may experience a sensory overload, meaning too many bright lights, too many loud noises. It may be the smell that is coming through the classroom, not using something that will disrupt their sensitivities to different smells that they may have. They have sensory overload. Some students experience stimming. Stimming is when students will use continuous movement or fidget to help them help calm themselves. They may have hand flapping. They may pull on their shirts, tug on their shirts, chew on a shirt collar. And some even have self-injurious behaviors that have to be addressed because of those sensory needs. Some students experience more movement, more jumping around, spinning around in circles, running around the classroom, maybe even running into things in the classroom. Students may cover their ears and eyes. It may be too bright. It may be too loud. They may have difficulty in communication with others, and that may cause a serious meltdown or a shutdown. So what can parents, administrators, and students do to support those sensory needs? Teachers in the classroom, you can use light covers under the fluorescent lights. You can have different lamps within the classroom that kind of takes it down, even if the light covers in the classroom are too bright for the student to deal with. Allow students to wear noise-canceling headphones. That just makes the sound go down a little bit more, and students are able to deal with their surroundings. Do not use fragrances or heavily scented products. We all like for things to smell good in the classroom, and let's admit that sometimes not everybody is fresh. So therefore, we have to have something that will kind of cover up or mask that smell. And we always go to fruity or flowery fragrances. Those sensitivities may disrupt the learning environment for a student with autism. You have to be aware of the texture issues. Some students don't like things that are hard or soft or feel prickly to their fingers. So it's good to avoid any activities that may cause, may have textures of that nature that may cause them to be disrupted. Some, you may have to adjust the schedule to avoid the large crowds. Your class may have to leave, or your student may have to leave before everyone else is dismissed, or that student comes in when everybody else has settled down and they don't have to go through those crowds. Provide fidget toys. Fidget toys give them something to put in their hands. Usually a fidget toy is something small that doesn't make a lot of noise, that is not going to be a disruption to the other students. Classroom furniture. Please make sure that you provide a safe and open space for students that may like to move around. They may like to jump around, and they may even run into things. So having a layout in the classroom that will be an asset for those students in students with autism. You don't want your room overly crowded. You want to have designated areas that students will do designated activities so that they'll know where to go, what to do. It's so important to keep the schedule consistent and have a routine. There will be days that it won't be consistent. There will be days that you have to come out routine. Help students with autism to deal with that. Prepare them for, okay, guys, if this is not going to work today, just know that what we'll have to do. Teach students self-advocacy. They need to speak up for themselves. Teach them how to say when something is not pleasing to them and in a manner that is not disruptive to the learning environment or any environment that they may be in. So some behavior strategies that may come up because students with autism have these sensory needs. So sometimes they yell out, they act out, and when they do this, teachers or parapros will up and take them out of a classroom to avoid them disrupting the learning environment even more. And at times that is appropriate to get the student away from others, especially if a student has self-injurious behaviors that are dangerous for himself or to his classmates, that they need to get that child out of the classroom. But however, students can be taught on how to handle sensory issues, functional issues, and academic issues. Some behavior challenges can be handled promptly and expeditiously with little disruption to the environment and the reduced frustration for the student and teacher. So when you see some behavior challenges with students that have sensory needs, they have a lot of repetitive movement. They may throw tantrums, show aggression, may become upset or stress easily. They have a lot of anxiety. They might wander away, and they might not get along well with other students in the classroom. So establish that classroom environment by providing clear and consistent routines and expectations. Using visual and written schedules. Do not use a lot of visual clutter into your classroom. That will overload them. That will give them too much sensory that they're not able to deal with, and that will cause them to act out at times. So you want to avoid that. Use evidence-based strategy in helping to deal with sensory issues. Show them, role play, have a functional behavior assessment in place. Use an individualized education plan, an IEP, to focus on those sensory needs so that each teacher that will be in contact with that student will be aware of how to help that student to become a successful student. Use modified instructional strategies. Break tasks down. Let them have a break during the day. Take a brain break so that that student can calm down because of the hustle and bustle of the classroom, that everything is on a schedule, everything is routine. But sometimes just allow a brain break so that students will be able to deal with the issues that they have when it comes to sensory issues and autism spectrum disorder. If you would like more information about autism spectrum disorder, Autism Speaks is a great site to go to. An article by Ralph Mueller called Handling the Classroom and with Behavior Strategies. Awesome article to deal with to kind of help you. There is also a guide for parents in understanding and supporting your children with sensory issues. What can parents do? We need to work with our parents and help our parents to deal with those sensory issues, because they will come to school and they will have to, they will be required to do something different than what they do at home. And so if parents and teachers and other colleagues, other professionals can get on the same page to help students with autism spectrum disorder, we hope to decrease the behaviors that they go through. Thank you, and I hope you have a nice day. For more information, please contact Renee Williams at williamsr@gwd50.org. Thank you.